Co jste ty získal, že provokujete?
Vážně vás to zajímá?
Co jste ty získal?
Si o tom povídat?
Ivan Stepanovich Konev, Marshal of the Soviet Union, savior of Auschwitz and liberator of most of Czechoslovakia. Or Ivan Stepanovich Konev, loyal servant of Stalin, commander of the bloody suppression of the 1956 Hungarian uprising, a man who helped build the Berlin Wall. For Czechs, which of those narratives they prefer will most likely speak volumes about how they see not only the past, but also the present, how they see Putin's Russia and the Czech Republic's orientation, east or west. And those competing narratives are clashing here at the statue to Marshal Konev in Prague's 6th district. Last year, the mayor of Prague 6 added a plaque explaining Konev's ambiguous legacy to the fury of the Russian embassy, the Communist Party, and both far-left and extreme nationalist groups, many of whom are also heavily pro-Russian. Josef Skala is a long-standing senior member of the Communist Party.
Look, in such a case, let's speak about double standards. Yes, Marshal Konev was playing a certain role in the post-war period as well. But what about Winston Churchill as a statue in the center of Prague? I'm sorry, Winston Churchill was one of the founders of the first concentration camps in the south of Africa. He participated in an operation in the activities which caused a death of more than a million Indians, as you know. There is more very controversial points in the Winston Churchill's biography, but he was also a part of the anti-Hitlerite coalition, one of the leaders. We would never insult Winston Churchill because of the other stories.
The statue has been repeatedly splashed with red paint, which the local authorities have reluctantly cleaned off. But after the most recent attack, the mayor refused, saying local citizens were merely expressing their opinion. He then ordered scaffolding and a tarpaulin to be erected, ostensibly to protect the monument from further vandalism. That led angry pro-Russian activists to tear down the tarpaulin at least four times, most recently at this demonstration. But that demonstration was also attended by counter-protesters, including Petr Lajnovsky, who was waving a large NATO flag. He says the Konev statue is simply a part of a wider hybrid war with Russia over the Czech Republic's place in the world.
Konev at this moment is only symbol, because we are in a hybrid war with Russia. And Konev is symbol that some part of Czech society, strongly supported by our pro-Russian president and some other opposition politicians.
But some, who knows, perhaps the majority, fall somewhere in the middle. We shouldn't kowtow to Moscow or the Russian embassy, and we're glad communism and its version of history is over, but neither should statues be torn down. Radek Vitek speaks for many.
For me personally, I don't really agree with covering the statue itself. Although, I must say, he was a very controversial person. But this whole action by the town hall here, I take it as a provocation, to be honest. And all we can see here, is a direct consequence of this action that the Prague 6 took.
The statue of Konev was erected in 1980 by a communist regime which viewed the Red Army general as the liberator of Prague. But he and his soldiers arrived on May the 9th, after the German surrender and in the dying hours of the Prague uprising, when local partisans, aided by the anti-Soviet Russian Liberation Army of captured POWs led by General Vlasov, fought street battles with retreating SS units and prevented them from destroying Prague. History is always nuanced. It's rarely black and white. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.